Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
If it was a poker game, Aaron Rodgers upped the ante on Sunday night, and then he scaled back the chips a little bit yesterday. It's Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. All of our guests on the Goodyear Hotline. And, you know, we've been talking this morning about athletes like Aaron Rodgers, the 1% of the 1%, if you will, the greatest of all time are in that category in their particular sport, that if you move them to another team, how much could they improve that team? And I think even though the Packers team president yesterday came out and said, we're not idiots, we're not trading Aaron Rodgers at this particular point, the idea that if Aaron Rodgers went to any other team in the NFL, I think they would immediately, in the minds of many people, become instant contenders because of the importance of the quarterback position in the NFL. But it's not just reserved for the NFL. We saw it in Tom Brady. We saw it with Brady, right? He goes to the Bucs, second longest playoff drought. Boom, hadn't won a playoff game since Key's Super Bowl championship team. Boom, they're 60 minutes away from winning the Super Bowl. Aaron Rodgers could do it. Tom Brady has proven he can do it. And that leads to the third guy that might be able to do it. And that, of course, would be LeBron James. We've seen him take the Cavs to a championship, their first in 50 years, when they were terrible. We've seen them take the Heat to
multiple.
When was
that, Zubin?
2016.
You guys are getting me so hot.
Okay, hang on one second. I want to get right to you. Just want to figure it out. Lay it out for the fellas, and we'll get right to you and the fellas, right? Championship in Cleveland, first in a half century. Came back, boom. Remember, after he left Cleveland, they had the worst record collectively in the NBA. After he left, he comes back, boom, championship. Heat, kind of scuffling, goes there, multiple championships. Lakers had the 10-year championship drought, which is like an eon for Lakers fans, and he snapped that as well. So we're asking, if you put the king on, let's say, the Kings. They have the longest playoff drought in the NBA. They're a 6-10 team. Haven't made the playoffs in 14 years. If you put the king on the Kings, could they contend for a title right now? Want to hear your thoughts. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, KJ and Z on Twitter. You fellas are hot on the phone line and on the Twitter feed, and Jay is hot. Jay, you're up.
What type of title, though?
Yeah,
divisional title?
Yeah, thank you,
NBA
Keith.
Championship?
I feel like you're coming back to my
no,
side.
No, I'm not.
One, yes, you
I'm
are.
I'm not. I want to clear it up.
They, NBA well, they, championship.
They
could he
compete
for an NBA championship?
No, he cannot compete for an NBA championship.
They could compete to push to get to an NBA championship. I don't want to go all the way over the cliff and say they're going to win it or they're going to be in it. He can compete in the West if he went to the Kings. That's just me.
The Nuggets are 10-7. They're the four seed. Are they better than the Nuggets?
Are they better than the Nuggets with LeBron James in the playoffs? Look, I say that LeBron James, but you're not just talking about, hey, dropping him on a team and going directly into the playoffs. He has to play a whole season. If you were taking LeBron James right now at 36 years old and taking him off the Lakers and just dropping him in to the Sacramento Kings with De'Aaron Fox and Buddy Hield and Marvin Bagley, like he wouldn't be able to play 32 minutes a game. He would have to play 38, 39 minutes a game for this team to make the playoffs.
But which why is already – Let me ask you this, though, Jay. Why is he playing less minutes, though? Let's be honest with each other.
Because they're by far the best team in the West. They're stacked. They're 10-0 on the road.
But
you have Anthony Davis. You have all the pieces. This team is better than what they were last year, Key.
But he's also, let's be honest with the listeners, he's also playing less minutes because he just stopped playing and won an NBA title a month and a half ago.
I disagree. I don't think LeBron James is slowing down. I think LeBron James
I didn't say slowing down. I said he just got off the court, so his minutes are going to go back up as they push toward the playoffs. I guarantee you that.
Fair.
You're resting up. He just stopped playing, though.
Understood that, but you don't have that luxury if he's playing on the Kings. You don't have the luxury to say LeBron play 32.7 minutes per night and rely upon Anthony Davis, another top five player, to score. You know what I mean?
Like, okay, well, you gotta play the extra 6 minutes.
But all I'm saying, Key, is over sustainability over, you know, 60 games. That compounds. That's a cumulative effect on your body at the age of 36 years old. And now I'm saying, like, you're gonna look, could he get the Kings to the playoffs? Yes, he can get to the playoffs. But let's not talk about LeBron James dropping him right now at age 36 on the Kings for them having a chance to contend for a world championship or the Western Conference Finals.
Nope.
Like, let's calm down a little bit.
Let's get to the fellas.
No, think about it, Jay. How long you been covering the NBA?
I mean, I've been paying attention to NBA my whole life.
No, I mean covering it, though. I know Duh. I'm talking about the covering it, though, for us.
5 years? Me.
5 years. So, 5 years, everybody been saying, well, you know, he's playing too many minutes. Well, you know, he's getting a little older. Man, that dude ain't slowing. That dude's a machine. He's a machine.
But he had an injury 2 years ago, Key.
And guess what? Oh, how's he going to come back off that injury? He's not going to be great.
Back. I hear. I mean, he bounced
That's
back.
That's all I'm saying, big dog.
Oh, I hear what you're saying. But, I mean, have you guys watched a lot of Kings games? I'm
be real well, with you. I haven't watched it. I haven't watched the Kings, to be honest with you. Since they had Chris Webber, I can't lie.
Key, and I'm not even getting into the front office. Granted, they made a lot of changes, but we are talking about an organization that has had a lot of influx and a lot of volatility over the course of the years. Like, it's not like it takes a lot to win a championship, you know, from front office to Doug playing Christie. With other top five players to Mike be in Bibby. Place to help you get there.
Bibby to Webber, yes!
Mike Bibby. I hadn't watched them since Mike Bibby, Doug Christie, Chris Webber, Vladdy.
And Zubin, I got love for Buddy Hield and De'Aaron Fox and Tyrese Halliburton. Those I love watching them play. But to act like they can contend for an NBA championship just because I put LeBron James on that team right now at 36 years old, let's just press the button.
I want to throw another caveat on this real quick. I want to know, though, if LeBron goes to the Kings, are other all-stars and other superstars going there? We just saw James Harden get traded. If LeBron is on the Kings and they need one more superstar, are they in the mix for James Harden? Because that's what happened when he went to Cleveland. They went and traded for Kevin Love. Players wanted to go play with LeBron, and if he's on the Kings, I think they can make moves to improve.
But that's really, you're going to, that's a different conversation.
Exactly.
That's totally different conversation. Evan, yes, they're.
I think it's part of it.
No, we're talking about as the roster is constructed right now.
Now.
Not any trades, not because the trade deadline, they're going to have to make moves if they want to get a championship. I think we all know that. But we're just talking about right now, as it's constructed, can we drop King James in the hole and he'll climb out with them on his back, much like we saw him do early in his career with Cleveland and even the last time around in
Cleveland.
All right,
so let's hear from the fellas. And also, I would also be enjoying the LeBron James-Luke Walton reunion. That would be quite something else, right? We're asking this morning.
I'm not talking about the coach.
Could LeBron compete for an NBA championship? I said title. Keith thought I meant division title. You think we'd be asking about a division title on the show? 53.8% of you have said yes.
CJ?
What?
CJ?
No.
Hey, man, the public has spoken.
Yeah, because the public is watching too many damn sports right now, and they're not watching Kings games. All I'm saying is people naturally say, well, LeBron, this is the argument I'm seeing online. Well, LeBron took the Cavs. I'm like, yeah, that was 5 years ago.
Doesn't matter. You keep talking. Man, I don't want to cut you off. I just did,
though. You just cut me off.
It doesn't matter, but you keep talking about this man's age. He is not broke down. He is a machine. How many times do we talk about the amount of money that he spends on his body so he can make those runs? All I know is he's healthy and he's rolling. Until he falls apart, he can do it.
I'm rolling with him, Key. I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is if you increase his minutes at this stage of his career, coming off how long he played last year, right? You're increasing the probability of LeBron James being hurt. I'm not saying he maybe could not be hurt, but you're increasing that because now you're asking him to do exponentially. You know much more? How much better was it for you, Key, when you played with other championship caliber players? How much easier was the game for you?
It's all – football's different, but when you have other –
When you had a great quarterback, how much easier was it for you to play?
Well, whenever you have a great quarterback, a Keenan McCardell opposite of you, a Joe Jarvis opposite of you, you're going to have opportunities to cook. There's no question about it.
That's what Anthony Davis is to LeBron James right now.
I get what you're saying, but that's not what we're saying. We're not talking about Anthony Davis because he didn't have some Anthony Davises in Cleveland. And I know he was younger.
See, but you're going to the argument that I talked about. You're talking about him taking Cleveland when he was his first 5 or 6 years of his career, when he was a young pup. He can play all those minutes. It didn't matter.
I personally think it's not just about LeBron on the floor. It's about what great players like Tom Brady, LeBron James bring to the team, to the table.
Tom Brady couldn't take Jacksonville to the Super Bowl right now.
I'm not going to bet against that. I'm sorry. I know you're a bet man, but I can't.
You would bet money that if you put Tom Brady on Jacksonville,
I can't bet against it.
Keyshawn Johnson, how long have you been covering the NFL?
Young, A long time. They got okay. They got a young stud running back. Mm-hmm. They got a couple receivers that's decent. I can't bet against terrific Tom. I'm just saying. I'm not going against Tom Brady. Not right now. I ain't doing it.
I can't believe I'm hearing you say this.
I can't go against him.
You would bet money on dropping Tom Brady on Jacksonville for them getting to the Super Bowl.
Hey, I put it this way. Competing. Now, whether or not getting to the Super Bowl is a hard thing. Competing, they're going to be a competitive team. They won't – put it this way. They won't have the number one overall pick in 2022.
I agree, that's for damn sure.
That's
two different
conversations. No doubt about it. Again, we'll talk about it all morning long. Again, the poll question this morning. Could the Kings lead the Kings, the team with the longest NBA playoff drought, into title contention? 888-ESPN. We'll take calls all morning long, so hang on if you can. And if you can, you can hook us up on Twitter. Do so with your comments at KeyJ&Z. Last comment from Dave on Twitter. He said he could lead the LA Kings to the championship. Not the Sacramento Kings, the LA Kings.
That just goes to show you how much confidence he has in him.
In the King. On the way, Aaron Rodgers, never lacking for confidence. One of his former teammates weighs in on all the comments and the scaling back of the comments from A-Rod here over the last 42, 78 hours.
He's going to have to show me he's willing to retire.
To me, a reality, not a certainty or an absolute, is that my future is not in my hands.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
It's been interesting after what you heard on Sunday night after that devastating loss in the NFC Championship game that dropped him to 1-4 in NFC title games. And then sort of scaling it back a little bit yesterday. And for more on that, let's bring in A.J. Hawk, one of Aaron's former teammates. They played nine years together in Green Bay, won a Super Bowl together. And he joins us this morning on the Goodyear Hotline. Okay, so you have an insight into Aaron Rodgers that most people don't, having been a teammate of his, as I said, for nearly a decade, 9 years. Sort of take us inside your thoughts on what you heard Sunday and then some of the backtracking you heard yesterday.
Wow. Well, I think Sunday right after the game, I mean, you're so – emotions are so raw. He even said yesterday, like, he's – 15 minutes after he's in the locker room crying with some of his teammates, and you're sitting here and you ask these big questions kind of about your future. So I think he was more relating to it as saying, like, hey, I'm not really in complete control of my future here. It's up to them if they want to keep me around. It sounds like Aaron would love to continue and end his career in Green Bay someday, but he, I think, ultimately knows it's not exactly up to him.
When you look at it, though, AJ, yes, it's not up to him, but – we've both been inside locker rooms and had emotional games and things didn't work out. Your thoughts are calculated prior to entering that locker room. I've been at the podium a million times, and I've said things that I wanted to make sure that everybody was aware of. And I think that that is kind of what we're getting at with Aaron. If it works out this year, does it work out again next season in 2022, so to speak?
That's a great question. Yeah, so this year, I mean, it seems like Aaron's going to be the MVP of the season. He played unbelievable all year. Does Aaron have to win the MVP next year to stick around in Green Bay? Like, is that what the standard that they're setting? Like, hey, if you have any kind of fall off at all, you're going to we're going to move on and see what we have in Jordan Love. I don't know if that's in the back of his brain or not. I doubt it. That would kind of hamper your play, I would think, if you're expected to win the MVP every single year. But, yeah, you're right, though. Like, everyone is calculated. Aaron's a very smart guy. I know he puts a lot of thought into his answers. So I don't know what if he had any kind of ulterior motive or what was going on, but I think he did say that he's going to have conversations with everybody there in the front office, and who knows what they do moving forward. But I think it's likely with Mark Murphy too saying, hey, we're not idiots. We know we want Aaron here and he is going to be here. Whether that's giving him an extension to get him some more guaranteed money, whatever it may be. I think they'd be absolutely nuts if Aaron's not there for at least the next couple years.
A.J. Hawk, former Packer, Ohio State linebacker, Super Bowl champion in 2002 with Aaron Rodgers, national championship as well, joining us here this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. A.J., what should they do outside of money, though, right? Like, what should they do with their draft picks, to try and satisfy, so to speak, cater to Aaron Rodgers?
Well, I mean, maybe you would think, okay, let's go out there and get another weapon on the outside, another receiver to help complement Devontae Adams. And the other guys, I mean, that's not a slight to any other receivers, but those guys stepped up and played very well too. But you can never have enough weapons, I feel like. Also, there's some decisions they have to make with the running backs. Corey Linsley, all-pro center, will be a free agent. Are they going to try to bring him back? I don't know. I know Bakhtiari was a big loss at left tackle. You saw that against the Tampa Bay Bucks, all the pressure they were able to get on Aaron. So I think you have to figure out a little bit, make sure you shore up the O-line. I don't know if they have it in their budget to take care of Corey Linsley at center or not. I know Aaron loves having him there. But, yeah, just try to, I don't know, like, find a way to make some moves. I don't know if it has to be a splash move, but bring in one or two weapons on offense. I think that can kind of re-energize and give a little bit more juice to this offense, which is kind of crazy to say considering the season they had and how well Aaron played. But, hey, everybody wants a bunch of weapons to throw to.
AJ, what's up, man? Good to have you on the show, brother.
Hey, you too, Jay. How you doing?
Doing good, man. So I'm listening to Mark Murphy say, you know, we're not idiots, and my brain automatically goes to this place. I'm like, well, it was kind of idiotic that you guys got Jordan Love. Like, why not get another skill position player to add those weapons, right? Like, if you're Aaron, or, you know, you obviously know him, how do you go back and kind of judge this season? Like, about, you know, what could have been as opposed to what was, granted, with the way things ended?
Yeah, that's the thing, I guess. Now when your season ends, so it is so sudden like that, when they expected to win. Yeah, you can go back and second guess and look over, like, wait, what could we have done if we had one or two more pieces here or there? And when it comes to Jordan Love, I mean, you can't – when people try to compare it to them, the Packers drafting Aaron back when Brett was here, like, you can't really compare it. Brett had already retired and come back a couple of times. Like, he was kind of waffling. Aaron's obviously not waffling. He's going to win the MVP this year. So that's what's the most questionable thing. But I guess – if you're Aaron, you know what? You have all the leverage if you want to look at it that way, just because of how well you're playing. If you want to go back and say, give me some more money, then I think they definitely should give him some more money. But I think it'll be an interesting offseason, especially without, like, the pro days and combines with the COVID situation. Like, how are you going to evaluate talent? Who are you going to draft? I don't know. Maybe the Packers jump out and draft a receiver in the first round. Do you think they should do that, Keyshawn?
You don't need one in the first round, right? Devontae Adams is potentially the best receiver that they've ever had outside of Sharp. Sterling Sharp. So do you have to take a guy in the first round? Like, you need to be able to evaluate the talent, AJ, right? I mean, think about it. This league is made up of third, fourth, fifth round guys that we watch every single Sunday. First and second round guys sometimes don't work out the way that people envision based on just because they've been drafted. So they've got to identify people that can play. The Donald Drivers of the world that can play. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to go get a first round guy to be successful.
Yeah, you're right. And maybe even go out there. I'm always curious about receivers that are on college teams that don't have a great quarterback or don't throw the ball much, or maybe at NFL receivers that are just kind of under the radar but still great players, but they don't have an elite quarterback getting them the ball. Go find a few of those guys. You won't have to throw a ton of money at them. And guess what? They can come to Green Bay. In that system with Aaron Rodgers as the quarterback, they can become superstars.
You go and you get a guy, AJ, you go and get a guy like AJ Green. You spend a little money on him because you're going to have to address Devontae Adams anyway. You already know that because he's not going to play for what he's playing for and doing what he's doing for you continuously. So you go and get one of those. You may even want to go get Allen Robinson, even though you got to pay a ton of money for him, but you know you got to address Devontae Adams. And if you're going to spend $40 million tied up in two guys, so be it.
If you're trying to win. I do anything I need to do to keep Aaron Rodgers there. But I'm so curious, AJ, what kind of conversation do you think will be that first conversation Matt LaFleur will have with Aaron?
I honestly don't know if they've already had it or not, if they had their exit meeting. I know Aaron did say he's staying around Green Bay all week. I know in the past he's left before and gone back to California pretty quickly. I think he's doing – I don't know what he's doing, packing up, who knows. Probably going to the facility, getting everything situated before he heads back out west. But I think it's – that's one thing. Aaron's not scared of conflict. That's one thing Mike McCarthy, he was the head coach during my 9 years there. Like, he would always say conflict is good. Like, if you have an issue, you go to your coach, you come to me, we talk through it, we don't sweep anything under the rug. And Aaron definitely is not worried about that. And I think he and LaFleur have kind of had great dialogue back and forth, and it's always gotten better. I guess the question is, his conversations with LaFleur, yeah, those will go one way, but what is this conversation going to look like when he talks to the front office? Mark Murphy and the GM, Gutenkunst, like those guys, what does that conversation look like if Aaron comes to them and says, hey, what's the plan? I'd like to see what the plan is moving forward.
AJ, before we let you get out of here, I want to ask you this. What did that loss on Sunday do to Aaron Rodgers' legacy? What type of narrative are we getting ready to see throughout the offseason and into the regular season this year?
Man, it's tough because when you look at it, you see all the NFC Championship games that have been in and only been successful in one. And I know I've lost a few NFC Championship games, and it wasn't because of Aaron. It's because of our defense. We were giving up too many points and too many big plays. It's definitely going to – I guess people that want to nitpick and say, yeah, can say, well, he couldn't – they weren't winning those huge games like that to get him to the next level, to the Super Bowl, even though he has the one ring. But he's still – it's not like Aaron is – playing bad in these games. Look at the game against the Bucks. Aaron played very well too. It's just they weren't able to find a way, and Tampa Bay's defense played great. I don't know how it affects his overall legacy. I just it would be crazy to me to think that Aaron goes and continues to play in the NFL and retires and he doesn't get another Super Bowl ring. I just think that would be a travesty. So I think he's going to do whatever it takes to get another ring.
As he should.
Yeah, Rodgers himself said he needs a second ring, not just us guys in the media, not just former players. And Rodgers himself has said he needs it. And a great point by you, AJ, on the way out the door. If you really take a look at some of the playoff losses the Packers have had, they've lost absolute shootouts. And Aaron Rodgers has kept him in the game late into the fourth quarter. Can't blame him for those defeats. Great perspective this morning. Thanks for being with us. Always good to catch up with you.
All right, AJ.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Good stuff. On the way to SportsCenter and then back, if you're just joining us, to the hottest question we may have ever posed in the short history of the program. That's in 1 minute after SportsCenter. So here's the deal. If you're a baseball fan, the Baseball Writers Association of America electing nobody to the hall, nobody in Cooperstown, giving a speech for the ages. No Barry, no Roger, no Kurt. You know the story with them. Next year, not to be Kurt, A-Rod and Ortiz are on the ballot, and you know the deal with them. We'll wait to see. Caris LeVert, amazing story here. Cancer surgery on his kidney, mass on his kidney, which was discovered in a physical after he was a part of that big four-team trade that eventually landed him with the Indiana Pacers. So to go through and officially get cleared to play for Indiana, he had to go through a physical, and that physical detected a kidney mass, and that's how he found out. Think about it. If he had stayed with the Nets, where he spent the first 4.5 years of his career, he could have been playing with it totally undetected. Unbelievable. NBA tonight, we're going to talk about the King here in just a second. The Lakers are going to visit the Sixers. Los Angeles is 10-0 on the road this season. Best road start in franchise history. That says something, considering you know the history of the Lakers. The Sixers, with what Jay says is an MVP bona fide candidate in the one and only Joel Embiid, are 9-1 at home. You could see it tonight, 7:30 Eastern on ESPN. And SportsCenter is brought to you by 1-800-Flowers. Short read. Finding the perfect bouquet for your Valentine is easy when you plan ahead with 1-800-Flowers. You can get 24 multicolored roses for $29.99 or upgrade to 24 red roses for $10 more. To order, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter code KJZ as we re-enter the question of the morning. In our first hour of the program, I just sort of flippantly threw out there that I think, sure, you know, Tom Brady can take any team to the Super Bowl. He obviously did it with the Bucks, who were struggling massively. Patrick Mahomes, you put him on any team. We've been talking about the greats. You put him anywhere, they could go anywhere. So we switched to the NBA and we said, hey, if you put LeBron on any team, could they compete for a title? He's the king. I chose the Kings only because they have the longest playoff drought in the NBA at 14 years. And Key and I think you put them on there, they could contend for a title. Jay says no. Right now, the fellas and ladies have weighed in. About 53.8% of you, just over half, are giving the benefit of the doubt to the Kings.
That means we win.
Early returns, Kornacki style, are in. We won't see Steve again until 2024. Looking forward to it. Now, here's the thing. Real quick, that's the question. Can they compete for a championship? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. LeBron, any team title-worthy, we're using the Kings as the example this morning. The
Kings.
On the Kings. Hit us up. Rajon in Minnesota. This is ironic because Rajon Rondo actually played for the Sacramento Kings. Rajon in Minnesota. You're on ESPN Radio. What do you say?
What up, hey, Ray? Good morning, guys. First things first, I'm more of a Phil Mattingly guy rather than a Steve Kornacki, but that's not, neither here nor there.
No politics talk. We can't get in trouble. You know.
If LeBron James on the Sacramento Kings, I think 100% he can contend for an NBA championship. And what is the definition of contending? I would say it's reaching the conference finals. I'll sprinkle a little stat for you guys. He's 9-1 in the conference finals. He's been there 10 times. LeBron James makes everybody around him better. And when you have De'Aaron Fox, Buddy Hield, Tyrese Halliburton, I mean, Whiteside, Bagley, Parker, Barnes, the one thing they probably don't have is a true center. But I'm going to ask you this one question. I'll hang up and listen. If LeBron James is a 6, 7, or 8 seed, and they're underdogs going into round one, tell me who you're betting on. Be honest with yourself. Are you taking LeBron James and Sacramento Kings? And that'll just parlay into the next round anyway. So thanks for having me on, and have a good day.
Good call.
Go ahead, Jay.
I don't know if the Clippers are the number one seed. I don't know if I'm taking LeBron James and the Sacramento Kings over the Clippers. I mean, I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about it, but I also know the path that they will have to go through in order to get there. That's a very tough challenge for LeBron James with that current construction of that roster to go against the Claw and Kawhi Leonard. Now, I think that LeBron James will be able to make the playoffs. I think they're that talented. And I love Buddy Hield. He's a stud. De'Aaron Fox is a stud. These are young pups, though, and this organization has a long way to go. I'm not saying they couldn't surround him with the pieces to do so, but I also want to make sure we go back to the current question. If you were to drop LeBron James on this current roster right now, would they contend for an NBA championship? And my answer would be no, because I don't think they would be able to get through the first round if they met the Clippers in the first round.
So we're not making any changes. They just rolling right through the entire way for the next 2.5 months. They're just going to roll right through, right? There's no trade deadline. There's no acquiring of players. There's none of that is what you're saying, Jay.
Okay, well, now you're getting into a series of hypotheticals, right? And when we talk about this in the NFL, you hate talking about hypotheticals.
No, I'm asking you. I want to be clear. That's all.
I mean, I guess. I mean, that. I don't really know what other – I'm sure we can give a list of other things that the Kings could do to probably become a contender, and it would probably ultimately change my opinion. But with the way their current roster is right now, I wouldn't see them being a contender.
And the reason I even brought that up is because we know when you are on a team – with a LeBron James and you want to make tweaks, you go out and acquire players like they did at the end of last season when they needed to add some people and bring them into the bubble to make a run or whatever it was, whether it was Morris or whoever else they picked up. I mean, you just got to – that's why I'm asking you, because I'm like, you know, will they go with this young nucleus and compete? Yes. Can they compete for a championship without making a tweak or two? I don't know, but it changes the landscape of who the Sacramento Kings are when you drop him in the center of that team.
Oh, I'm with you on that, brother.
That's why 53% plus has voted in LeBron James's favor.
I just think we have to, you know, look, I know we live in an absolute world where people want answers right away. They're just a,
yes.
And I agree. I agree with the key that he would change the landscape of the Sacramento Kings organization drastically. I actually think that would make Sacramento a desirable destination for free agents or for people that wanted to play with LeBron James, the same way Tom Brady has been able to do that in his career when he was in New England, and also bringing Antonio Brown and guys like Gronk to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But all I'm saying is with this current construction of their roster, I wouldn't see that to be enough to contend for an NBA championship.
Well, let's ask Solomon in California what he thinks. Solomon, what do you think?
What up, Solomon?
Hey, you guys, thanks for having me on. Well, one thing I was going to say is that I think, so respectfully, I think this might be a ridiculous question. So I think what's going to happen is that if you had LeBron James in Sacramento, first of all, you're going to have Buddy Hill, Marvin Bagley, and Harrison Barnes are going to be traded for a good player. So what LeBron James is, he's a magnet. So, yes, if you put him in a situation, yes, he can bring players there. But currently constructed, absolutely not. LeBron James would not win a championship in the West with the Sacramento Kings, no.
Al in Wisconsin, what
Thank
are your
you,
thoughts?
Solomon.
Well, hey, how you doing? I would say this here. I believe LeBron would be able, with the current team, to at least get maybe to the conference finals or title, but not allowing him an opportunity to add on would almost be like, well, let's penalize you. You're there, and you can't do any tweaking, because that also would mean none of the other teams, as they get ready to go for the final stretch, would do any tweaking. But other than him just being there and what he brings, there's an attitude change. There's a mentality and a complete shift that raises people's game also. So I wouldn't count it out, because he is very, very magnetic, and what he can do for a team is more than just a stat sheet.
Well, that's what I was saying, Jay.
I like that. That's what
I was saying. It just, you know, it's hard to say he can't make tweaks, because, you know, you need a big, right? They need somebody in the middle. They don't really have that right now. So it's kind of like, you know, you want him to just – you think he's going to make a run with what they got now? No, but they're going to be competitive. It's going to completely change that team. There's no question about it. Much like Tom Brady. You move Tom Brady from – or Tom Brady moved himself from New England Patriots to the Tampa Bay Bucks. The major change was the quarterback. That was the major change. And everybody else, for the most part, was the same. They added Leonard Fournette and Gronk. I mean, Gronk made a few plays, but it wasn't like Gronk was out there being a Pro Bowler. So it's just, you know, the major change for them was Tom Brady, and you see where they're at.
I just would say this, Zubin, with Monte McNair, the new general manager, and Joe Dumars, who works with their owner, I would like the direction that this front office would go if they had the opportunity to have LeBron James. As before, with Vlade and company, I wouldn't trust that front office with LeBron James.
Yeah. By the way, the owner, Vivek Ranadive, one of us.
You can say that.
For the first time ever. Keyshawn J. Will Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. On the way, Aaron Rodgers pretty much stymied all the talk yesterday. He's coming back to Green Bay next year and is contractually obligated till 2023. But where will he finish his NFL career? We'll ask a former Packer that talks about it all day long, every day.
He's going to have to show me he's willing to retire.
To me, a reality, not a certainty or an absolute, is that my future is not in my hands.
More from Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin next.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
That's Aaron Rodgers tamping down some of the speculation after he was really raw, honest, emotional, cathartic, visceral. What more do you want on Sunday after you lose your fourth NFC Championship game in five tries? It's Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All of our guests this morning appear on the Goodyear Hotline. We have five guests to go, and I think, just to have a little bit of fun, if you've been with us this morning, every guest right off the top is going to get our poll question, then we'll get right into it. It's a pleasure to have Mark Tauscher, the former Packers offensive lineman. Think about Mark's history. High school in Wisconsin, played at the University of Wisconsin, played his entire career with the Green Bay Packers. If anybody knows this organization, this state, and what people are feeling in that state, it's Mark. Good morning, Mark. I'm going to ask you about Aaron Rodgers and all the obvious stuff in 1 second, but we're asking this morning to everybody, you put LeBron James on the Sacramento Kings. They got the longest playoff drought in the NBA, terrible team. They're 6-10 this year. You put LeBron on the Kings right now, yes or no, they could compete for a title?
Not a title, but they'd be in the playoffs. No, they wouldn't win a title, but they'd definitely be in the playoffs.
Okay, losing to Giannis and the Bucks.
That's what I'm talking about, Mark. Okay, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about, Mark.
All right, you are with Jay Will on that. All right, I want to ask you this. There's been so much talk about Aaron Rodgers. I think we all know he's going to be back next year. He unofficially sort of said it yesterday, and then the Pack said, we're not idiots, so that pretty much proclaims they know he'll be back as well. Where does he end his career?
Ooh, I mean, that's a great question. I think, you know, before last year's draft, I think we would have all assumed that, you know, he would finish in Green Bay. But, you know, I remember when I was playing with Brett and he would mention, you know, Joe Montana was with somebody else. And you see now Tom Brady, who you never would have guessed Tom Brady went to finish with New England. The league is so fluid and things change so quickly. And I thought last year when Jordan Love was selected, that kind of started the clock. And we knew that with Aaron's contract, there's 2 years of kind of guaranteed money, and then, you know, you hope Jordan Love develops. I think from a Packers standpoint, you hope he's ready at some point if that is the case. But Aaron went out this year. I think he took what happened last year. He, you know, came in with a great attitude and had his best season, and that's where Mark Murphy's comments came in. It's going to be a real tricky situation, and these situations always get messy because unless things line up on everybody's timeline where Green Bay wants to transition and Aaron Rodgers is ready to retire, it's going to be a messy situation. And I don't think Aaron has any plans to retire for quite a while. So things are going to come to a head at some point, whether it's going to be this offseason, next offseason, or an offseason in the future.
Mark, you mentioned hope twice when you mentioned Jordan Love's name. Do you think that the Green Bay Packers front office organization, they'll never say it, but you've been around the program enough in that area in particular that they regret drafting Jordan Love with the first pick last year, with their first round pick, so to speak?
No, I don't. I think they hope that he's going to develop into a – you don't draft somebody in the first round if you don't think they can play. So – now, I think there's obviously they knew that this was going to be an issue when you make that pick because the quarterback is just different than any other position on the team. But no, I think you draft somebody, you hope they become a really good player and that they can contribute to your program. So they definitely want him to be a good player. Now it's just, how are you going to make this? How is this all going to play itself out? And I think Aaron, and he has said this, the only thing he can control is playing great football. Make that decision incredibly difficult for Green Bay, and he obviously did that this year.
When you look at what he did this year, he'll probably win the MVP. Let's just give it to him, right? I mean, that's most likely going to happen. Losing on Sunday to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, what does it do to Rodgers' legacy as he wants so badly to win a second Super Bowl?
Well, I mean, there's no doubt. I think, you know, there's been a lot of quarterbacks that have won one title. Aaron's legacy, he's going to be a Hall of Fame. He's in the Hall of Fame. he is going to go down as one of the great quarterbacks of all time. But there is something. Quarterbacks are judged differently. They're judged on, you know, how many times they can get and win Super Bowls. And, you know, the guys that have had two titles and three MVPs, and obviously Tom Brady has completely changed the dynamic of that, they are viewed differently. And I thought this year, with how this team played and the way they were humming and having the bye and not having to go on the road, everything was lined up. And that's why I think you heard that emotion, because you just don't know when you're going to get back. Things change so quickly in the NFL, and this team was primed to go and win. And when you get your heart ripped out like that, it does change things. And I think Aaron, from a legacy standpoint, would love to get another Super Bowl like everybody would.
Mark, I know it's easy to be a Monday morning quarterback, but Key brought up a good point when we first discussed it on Monday, where he said, if you're Aaron Rodgers, why do you not go over to Matt LaFleur and demand that he gives you the ball in that moment after that third down play when it seems like there is miscommunication? Why not take that moment and own it and say, give me the damn ball? Isn't that what we want great players to do?
Well, I think Keyshawn's the only guy that says, give me the damn ball. I think he's got that trademarked. But, you know, I think the issue with that was your coaches have to make those decisions. That's what they're there for. I think it's the communication and making sure everybody's on the same page, because after the game, Aaron mentioned he thought there was four down territory. I think everybody in the stands thought it was going to be four down territory. But when you didn't get any yards and it was fourth and eight, Matt LaFleur made that decision. And if there's not a pass interference call, it would have worked out. You've gotten the ball back to your quarterback with a chance to go win the game with just a touchdown. So I understood it. You don't have to agree with it. But as far as Aaron goes, I think every player wants the ball, wants a chance to make that play. And especially somebody as great as Aaron, you're going to want that opportunity. Now, I don't know. He mentioned on Pat McAfee yesterday, you know, the kick, you know, Mason and the entire special teams are coming off. Then you'd have to use a timeout, and that changes the whole dynamic. So I'm sure in his mind he was thinking, let's go for this. But you also have to say you can't burn a timeout. There's a lot of other dynamics that go into that.
There's no doubt it's been a complicated relationship between LaFleur and Rodgers since it began. It has been wildly, wildly successful to the tune of 13-3 in both seasons. LaFleur has been there. NFC Championship, both seasons LaFleur has been there. But for Aaron Rodgers, it's seemingly not enough. And I think most people tend to agree he needs one more chip. Mark won one chip himself. You can hear him on Wilde and Tausch on ESPN Milwaukee, 9 to noon Central every weekday morning. Thank you very much, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
Yep, thanks, guys.
All right, bud.
On the way, LeBron brought a title to Los Angeles. He might bring one to Sacramento before it's all said and done. Jeez. But there's another Los Angeles team questioning if they have the stud that can put them over the top. NBA talk, NFL talk, on the way.